Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Gustavo Salmeron, who is presenting his film Lots of Kids, A Monkey and a Castle. What a great title. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So the very first question, I guess, is would you be so kind as to maybe introduce your movie to our listeners and tell them as much as you'd like about the story and what it's about?
Well, it's a comedy, but with some tragic moments. And it's about my family. It's about my mother and my father and all my brothers. And the title of the film is so long because there are the three wishes that my mother had when she was a baby, when she was a kid, that it was to have a lot of kids, a monkey and a castle. Mm. So she made reality the dreams and the stories about her life, and there is a lot of surprise in the film, and it's a very funny film, and it's about also it's about the about me looking for my great grandmother vertebrae.
Yeah.
That they were lost in the big house where she lived.
Yes, it's a tremendous movie. I have to say, I watched it a few days ago, and there's definitely you. I love the way you said comedy, because to me the film is very funny, but obviously as well, there's also a documentary aspect to the film, right?
Yeah, well, it's a documentary, of course. When I say funny, it's like. Of course, it's also dark and it's also a tragedy, but it's funny in the way of life. Like even in the worst situation, the people laugh. Even in the worst situation, there is a way of trying to be happy, you know, and to have fun. And it's a very special. Behavior of my mom, that in the worst moments she's like making fun of the situation.
Yes, and of course it's very charming as well to turn the cameras in your family, because a lot of the times people think that movies have to be very complicated, whereas it's actually great to have a look at your own family sometimes. But I wonder, why did you decide to do that?
Well, I started shooting because I'm an actor and I wanted to be a director. I made a short film that it did pretty well, but I couldn't make my future. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start recording because that's what I have to do. And in order to practice and in order to... And I found out that my mother, that was a very funny and very interesting character. And... She told me that the vertebrae of my great grandmother was lost, so I started looking for it, and then I realized that there was a bunch of things that I didn't know about my family that I discovered in the film. And at the moment that the crisis came and my mother said, we should go and empty the castle, we should take everything out of the castle, then I say, okay, now we have a film here.
Yes, yes. And was your mother always open to you filming her, or did she even think that this movie would be seen by many people in a theater eventually?
No, she thought that nobody was going to see it, and actually, she still thinks that she doesn't understand why it's been selected in festivals and why the people like it, and she's like kind of confused. Yeah. But I think she's going to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. And during the movie, was she always open to you filming her? I mean, she looks fantastic. She behaves very well, as if she was a complete natural, you know, in front of a camera.
Yeah, that's something that I like, because when I was shooting her, because me as an actor, I've been trying to be natural, to be organic, to be... truly to look real in front of the camera, and I study a lot acting, But my mother, she just do it just like that, you know. Yeah. And I was very impressed about it. It's like being with Gina Rowlands or with a great actress who doesn't give a shit about the camera. So sometimes she doesn't want to act. So she's like she's like a diva in a way.
Yeah.
But it was very fun. It was very fun to shoot her. Really
yes.
fun.
So let's talk about the production. How long did this movie take to shoot?
14 years. I was shooting for 14 years. Yeah.
14 years. So then obviously the problem is trying to figure out what makes it into the final cut, into the final edit.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem, because we've been like 2 years. Right now the editor just came into the room and we've been like for a really long time.
What's his name?
His name is Raúl de Torres.
Okay.
And it was tough because it was like 400 hours of recordings, these mini DV tapes, like videotapes that for a long time ago is. And you know, 400 hours of recordings is a nightmare.
Yeah,
actually.
It's a long time.
yeah.
And so then, yeah, how did you decide on what to choose? Did you find a story in the footage that you shot and decide on a structure then?
Yes. We've been like, of course, has to be the most important part. It was the moving the castle. And we tried to, at the beginning of the film, to know well the character, like to decide what is the most fun part, what is the scenes that are, describe better the character. And also we have like a MacGuffy. I don't know if you say that.
MacGuffin, MacGuffin. You're talking about Hitchcock's term.
Yes, like the, it's like what moves my character in the film is to look for the vertebrae.
Yes.
So it was really tough actually to decide what is in the movie and what is not, because there was a lot of things very, very funny that were removed from the film. So that's why we're thinking about making a TV show.
yeah, it would work. Yeah, it would definitely work, I think. You know, it's a good idea. Especially because your mother is such an interesting character.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Yeah, she wouldn't be happy with that. It's like, what? You want to shoot more? 400 hours is not enough.
Yeah.
So let me get back to yourself. You are an actor who wanted to make a movie. That's what you said earlier in this interview. Why?
Why? Because actually, I always wanted to be a painter.
Oh.
And I start studying fine arts, because it's about doing your own work. It's about yourself and what you want to tell. It's about telling a story. And as an actor, I really enjoy it so much. I love it. But I always want to direct, because I think that there is things that I want to tell. I want to tell my own stories.
Right.
So this was like accidental.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to make a film about my mother.
Yeah, and
it's a good way to, when you go to see your mother.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of tough, you know, because they talk a lot many times. But if you go with a camera, you know, it's like you are looking the frame and the focus and all that. So you are 4 hours with your mother, and you are recording her.
Yeah.
At the end, it's like goes fast, you know.
No, I'm totally fascinated by these things, because actually, then in years to come, it would be very nice to have made this movie, I think, on a personal level as well. I don't know if you...
Yeah, it's like going to the psychotherapy, you know?
Also, yeah, that's true. But, that, you know, psychotherapy and film always go very well together in film discussions.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you as well, this is a documentary, but are you thinking of working on and making your own fiction movies? And what are your ambitions as a filmmaker?
Yes, I definitely want to make my fiction movies, future fiction films, and I'm working on it in few scripts, different scripts. So
at the moment, and are you ever going to let go of the acting as well?
Yes, sure. I you know, when you have a good script as an actor,
uh-huh,
and a good director and a good character, it's like the best work ever.
Yeah.
It's like I mean, you are so happy to act in a great movie, in a great film, even if you have a small part, doesn't matter. But I think for all the crew, for editors, photographers, everybody's happy when a film is a good script and everything goes in the proper way. But I want to tell my own story, so it's like this is what I'm focused on.
Very good. Well, I'm out of time, but I just want to say as well, first of all, I'll be looking forward to your future films, because I'm not exaggerating when I say that your movie here, Carlo Vivari, has been a fantastic treat and one of my favorites of this year's festival, for sure.
Really?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. It was charming, it was funny, and I enjoyed every single second of it. And thank you very much for talking to us about it.
Okay, thank you so much.
The film is called Lots of Kids, A Monkey and a Castle.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.